Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Lauren. May I please get your zip code to locate your accountant and be of better assistance for you today?
Yeah, it's 83815.
And what was that first and last name, please?
First name is Theron. Last name is Topel. T-O-E-P-E-L.
Thank you for that. And can I have you just confirm your shipping address so I can go over the account for you today?
Yeah, 1165. West Fescue Lane, apartment 100, 101.
Was it 1165 or?
It was 1685.
Thank you for that. Yes, I've got here for you the EVO Trainer Fitness app. How may I be of assistance for you today?
Okay, what is the Fast Fitness Start or whatever it is?
It's an app that has access to hundreds of workout videos as well as daily logs and tracking journals to keep track of your fitness goals. You would have received it in conjunction with either ordering a fitness watch or a keto product or doing a sweepstakes entry or a survey. But it would have explained that you were receiving that within the terms and conditions.
Well, I haven't done any of those in the last 3 months, I don't believe. Can you look and see what it is for?
That's what it's for, is for the fitness app. Do you believe that that's fraudulent, that you wouldn't have done that?
No, I wouldn't have done that. I'm 81 years old.
In cases of fraud, what we would do is we would take all the information in the account down to the IP address and provide it to your local authorities and allow them to investigate the sources of the charge, and the IP address will allow them to even see what device was used to place that order. But in the meantime, we would go ahead and cancel this and refund it for you.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
Yes, it does.
All right, just one moment here while I get that applied.
Okay.
I do apologize. Just one more moment. How's your day going so far?
Good. How's yours?
It's going. I can't complain.
Where are you?
I live in Florida.
Oh. Is the weather nice there?
It is. It's hot, but it's hot to me. I guess to the natives, it's not that hot.
Well, I live up near the Canadian border.
Ooh, I bet that's lovely. I miss cold weather.
This cold, you don't.
Well, my grandparents are all Norwegian immigrants, and I lived there for a couple of years when I was a kid.
Oh.
That's a type of cold.
Yeah.
But my dad was always stationed up north. Or if we were in, like, the south, it was, like, he was stationed in Texas, but it was El Paso, so it was, like, the mountains.
Yes.
So that also gets cold.
Well, does it get as cold as Idaho?
How cold does Idaho get?
Well, 20 below.
El Paso, no, it doesn't. But other places certainly do.
Yes, they do.
Well, hopefully it warms up there for you.
Well, I hope so. I hope we have a decent summer.
I used to live with my grandma in Iowa, and the summers were just as hot and humid as anywhere else.
Yes, they were very humid. I grew up in Wisconsin, and a lot of humidity, bugs, snakes, and stuff. We don't have any of that out here.
I bet that's nice. So it doesn't get humid in the summer in Idaho?
No.
Oh, I guess that's closer to like Wyoming and Montana and stuff. That's more of a dry climate.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's nice. I'm kind of jealous.
Well, I traded Wisconsin for Idaho, and it doesn't have the bad things. Doesn't have the state birds and the mosquitoes and that
Yeah.
stuff.
Oh no, we got plenty of those down here.
Oh,
Let's
I
see
used to go
here.
down to Florida when I was on spring break. Back in the 60s, back when the elbow room was a big deal.
Yeah, I remember. I remember spring breaking in Florida before I lived in Florida. It was interesting. It's a kind of a hot mess there now. Too much people, too many things going on. I let my friends convince me, and I should have stayed firm. I'm not a big people, I'm not a big crowd person.
Well, my brother isn't either. He lives in Nicaragua. He said he went through South Bay down there, and there was all kinds of problems before he got there. But they put a nighttime curfew on things, and it settled it right down.
Yep. It's crazy how different things are from place to place. Anywho, I'm so sorry. Before I just chit chat your whole day away and forget to let you know, I did want to let you know we went ahead and got that canceled for you. And I just need to give you that cancellation confirmation number that also confirms your refund, which you'll receive within 3 to 5 business days.
In here.
You just let me know whenever you're ready for that. Right, it's C as in Charlie. 5180 68.
6 8.
And that's it.
All right. Thank you.
Not a problem. Was there anything further I could do to be of assistance for you today?
No, thank you so much.
All right. Well, then you have a lovely rest of your day, and I thank you for contacting customer support.
Yeah, well, you have a great day too.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.